Blog Talk Radio.
The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
I see the callers lined up, and you can get your calls in at 855-345-7465. That is U.S. toll-free, lower 48. 855-345-7465. And then if you are international or you're calling from Alaska and Hawaii, 646-668-8937. Well, Doc started with a little glitch, but it's still going to be a great show. And let's talk about You Changed My Life.
Yeah, hello, gang. I got four shorties here I want to read you guys. Usually they're a page and a half, but these are just like a paragraph. So from different guys, we'll just kick it off with these four, and we'll get right to our callers. Hi, Doc. First, I'd like to say thanks for what you do not only do for us men, First, I'd like to say thanks for what you not only do for us men, but for relationships in general. I personally think that your expertise needs to be adopted nationwide. I am an engineer, and I fix things by trade, and you gave me the tools to improve my love life. Keep up the good work so we can collectively make divorce lawyers obsolete in the future. Thanks to you and Jeff and the great radio show. Cheers, Edward, engineering, PhD. He just got his degree. Not bad. Number two, you and Jeff are an incredible resource, and the club and the system are a huge value. My approach to women has done a 180. It is refreshing to be able to just walk away from Ms. Wrong when I spot her. Some of those women can't believe it when I show up, because I see right through their game. They can't take it. I love the way they respond. And with each step I take from them, my confidence grows, and I know I am one step closer to Ms. Wright. One sentence from Chris. Thanks, Doc, for showing us boys how to show up as a man. That's a nice one. And the last one, Ben, Cleveland. My wife had a cat named Scooter. The cat is very shy. It tends to run and hide from people. But I'm not a big fan of cats. I prefer dogs. But that cat came right up to me the first time I went into her apartment. Another thing that shows how my wife is a flexible giver, she gave the cat away to her parents before we got married, because I'm allergic to dogs and cats, sadly. It also shows really high interest level, because she chose me over the cat, and she loves that cat. As always, your loyal student, Ben in Cleveland. And I want you guys out there to get the system, study, and then you can send me a paragraph how your life has changed. That's what it's about. We're here changing lives so you guys are more attractive to her, because I want her to fall in love with you, and I want her to want to keep you. That's what it's about.
Doc, couldn't have said it better myself. Of course, then again, it's not the Jeff Stevens show, it's the Doc Love show, so I would expect you'd say it better than I would.
Hey, I don't want to kiss a big shot itis here.
855-345-7465, 646-668-8937, international and Alaska and Hawaii. And the point of this show is to talk to the man himself, Doc Love, the man that's interviewed thousands of women, asking them why they choose to stay with one man versus another. And we got a guy that I believe, based on the number I see here, that he's calling international. So let's get your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and let's see if I am right that we have an international caller on right now. Welcome.
Got
hello?
It.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Doctor. I'm Khaled. I am from Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Yes, I am 33.
33. How can I help
yes.
you?
Yes. I'm calling just to say that you guys are amazing.
Thank you. We appreciate the compliment. Tell these guys out there how they're wasting time by not getting this book.
Let me tell you this, Doc. I mean, my girlfriend is going crazy about me. She want to get married to me as soon as possible. She is extremely 100% giver. I had some, you know, headhunters trying to change my work position now into a higher position. So I'm not only benefiting from the system only at Lating. I'm also benefiting very much in the business. Sense.
Yeah,
and the
you'll see
this
carry over to business, because I was in sales all my life, and I applied sales and business to relationships, which the psychiatrists never do. So naturally, I thought out of the box, not to brag, but that's
But Doc, I mean, the concept of closing the deal,
yes,
even works when we are about, or we are on the verge of signing a contract between us, our company, and other company. You can gauge the level of interest that the counterparty has. Otherwise, the project get abandoned.
Good. Fantastic.
So in my case, Doc, I've been knowing Caprice for about let's say six to seven years. Okay, and I've seen her frequently. We did each other frequently. When I knew her, I didn't know about the system, but now I immerse myself into the documents of the system, and I keep bombarding my brain of the system day and night. What I'm trying to say here is that when I met this girl, I was 70% behind, because I have some system in me. But thank you for giving me this extra 30% and the extra, you know, byproduct the system always bring. So I met with my girlfriend, and and she was the one I lucked out, and she was the one from the beginning. And then just because I committed myself to discipline and to improve for that lady, and that lady deserves 100%. So there is no room for me to make her leave anyway. But I always try to make it look like it's her
idea.
There's
a way to do it. There's a way to do it. You set it up in such a way that it appears that it's her idea. And then everything goes smoothly. You know?
Yes.
And then, rather than sit down and try to talk her into something or to give her an order, we got to do this, that never works. It doesn't work with anybody. Women are educated today. They don't go for that stuff.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
I want to thank you very much for the call and the compliment.
Thank you so much, Doc. I mean, yeah, you deserve the best, and this should be taught as a mandatory,
it should be in every high school in the world.
Exactly. I mean, men are not men without it.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
See that, Jeff? It works in Saudi Arabia.
It works all over the world. And you know what I love? What he said, the system is growing, Doc. Men are not men without the system. How about that for a line?
Wow. Love it.
All right. Well, let's go to our next caller, guys. 855-345-7465. U.S. toll-free, lower 48. 646-668-8937. That's your international number, plus Alaska and Hawaii. And I got a call that's coming up as anonymous on my screen, so I can't give the last four numbers like I usually would. But I hear you in the background, so you are on the air. I hope you know that you're on the air right now. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc Love. Welcome.
Hello, Doc and Jeff. This is Stan again from Hong Kong, 25.
Hong Kong.
All right, from Hong Kong. What's your question, man?
Doc, I wanted to ask you regarding money and with girlfriends that are about... let's say we go on an overnight trip. Who should pay for the hotel and also for the meal?
You pay for everything and hope that she offers to help out.
Well, I don't even bring it up about the cost or about sharing anything.
No. I want her to bring it up about sharing. I don't want you bringing up that she's got to pay half, or she's going to pay for the desserts, or the caps, none of that. You just pay for everything, and let's see how she reciprocates. Let's see what she does.
I see, Doug. So far, I've had a giver, so this will be to see how much you're willing to give on the trip.
Yeah. Call me after the trip and see what happened. Maybe she'll invite you out to dinner. Maybe she'll buy you a gift. Or maybe she'll say, the next trip we take, I'll pay for. But I want her to come at you. I don't want you to ask her or go to her on it. I want her, because she's a giver, I want her to know to come at you.
All right. That's great advice, Doc. Thank you. That's all the questions I have for today.
Hello, Hong Kong. Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Great. Thanks a lot for the call, man. All right. So we are moving along here. So the Doc Love Show truly is worldwide, guys. And the reason is because, as Doc always says, the system works from Montana to Mongolia. Women all over the world, they want the same strength principles that are embodied in the system. So that's why we get calls from literally all over the globe. The system is truly worldwide and has been for many, many years. So let's go to our next caller here, and 855-345-7465, U.S. toll free, 646-668-8937. Your international number plus Alaska and Hawaii, 8303. That is the last four digits of your number, 8303, the last four digits of your number, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc Love. Welcome. You are live on the air.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Jeff. It's Gabe from Durham, North Carolina, 30 years young. How you guys doing this week?
I know you, Gabe. You're one of my favorites.
Yeah, I know. You are my absolute favorite.
I'm putting you in the will.
First things first, it's really exciting to be a part of a global community, just like you said, Jeff. It really is.
I mean, look at who just called us.
From Saudi Arabia to Hong Kong.
Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong? You can't set that up.
Back to North Carolina.
This system cuts across cultural, cuts across religious, cuts across everything, because I don't care where this girl is from, she wants a guy who is confident, who has self-control, that practices challenge, and has a great sense of humor. That's what they want. And that's how we train you guys. Give her that. Don't treat her like a man. Treat her like I tell you.
Treat her like I tell you. That's funny. Well, first thing, we often talk about how dating girls the girls that you meet online are obviously different than the ones you might meet out at a party and talk to them for half an hour. You hold them at different standards.
Yeah, correct? Right. Of course. Right. I agree with you.
So I met a girl on a dating app, and we had banter back and forth, and asked her out on a date. Was very clear about the place and time. It was actually supposed to be for tonight at 6, and this was set up on Monday. Very clear. I show up today at 10 to 6, and around she essentially I was stood up, and I messaged her and said, "Are you having trouble finding the location?" Because she just moved to the area anyway, so. I thought she might not be able to find it, but she said, "Oh."
Even if it's not true, it's a good thing you said, because you didn't pass judgment on her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good. You got social skills. Go ahead. What did she say?
So she said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we still had it planned. I should have thought to check in again."
Goodbye
to an online dater?
No, to her. The way she handled it. You set it all up, you were clear, and now she's acting like she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You can't communicate with this girl.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was, I mean, because if it's an online date, or you might give her a second chance.
Not with that answer.
No.
She completely changed all the rules. You said, here's the place, here's the address, I'll meet you there. And then she comes up, what was that stupid sentence she came up with again?
She said, I should have thought to... I should have thought to check in again.
Well, ask 100 guys what that means. Yeah. No. You don't need to do this. A lot of times I'll say, "Hey, you got to get in front of her face." This is too basic, man.
She did say,
"Tell her where to meet." She doesn't even know she has a date.
she did say, can we reschedule? And then I just said that line that we always use, you know, what works best for you, and she hasn't replied yet. I mean, this is within a few hours.
Did
you just get back to you? When she said that to me, I just said, what works best for you, and she hasn't written back, but
You lost me. You lost me. She said she tried to set another date up, and you said what?
I said, what works best for you.
And then what did she say?
She hasn't replied yet. This is only within the last hour.
Yeah, forget this girl. Forget this girl.
Yeah,
this girl's trouble. Three little words, believe it now. Three little words, they don't change. How old is this girl? Is she like in her early 30s?
This is 24 years old, it says on her profile.
Oh, man, she doesn't know how to talk. She doesn't know how to make a date. She doesn't know. There's too much schooling here. Forget this. I don't care if she looks like a Playmate of the Year. She's showing you how her personality works. If you had tickets to something, Gabe, and you're going with a couple other couples, and you go over there, and she says, oh, I thought it was 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, not 8 o'clock. And she's an hour late.
Yeah. I typically don't reconfirm. I told her that.
Don't say generally. Say, I'm going to show up 100%. Are you going to be there? She says, yeah. And then tie it down. Be a little tough on her. I'm not going there to stand and just look at the four walls. So could she have gotten a hold of you if she had to?
She could have, yeah.
Yeah, she yeah. Now, forget this girl. She's disrespectful, man. This has nothing to do with interest level. This is just common courtesy. This girl's
I thought so, too.
Flake. Yeah. Flake.
I thought so, too. Well, I still...
Anybody else, Gabe?
Great. Last week we spoke about the girl who was going to take me to the animal conservatory. I don't know if I remember that, but basically what she did, she asked me to go to this animal conservatory this past Saturday, and I couldn't make it. And I said I could this upcoming Saturday. Well, she went to go buy the tickets online, and she messaged me about this. She said, I went to look for the tickets online, and for whatever reason, they only have one ticket left, so we can't go.
You should have counteroffered with another date.
I did.
Did she accept?
She did.
When's the date?
We went out on it already. It was yesterday.
She showed up on time?
Yeah, she showed up.
And how was her performance?
Great. She's. I can tell by the way she laughs at my jokes, and she's playful back. She has a good time with me. What I did, and I wanted to ask you if this was okay to do, I called this conservatory and told them that, hey, your website only has one ticket for sale. Would you guys be able to make an extra spot to buy the second ticket? And they said they would be willing to. Would you have bought? Would you have?
Too much cleanup.
Too much cleaning.
Yeah. If this were your girlfriend and you had 3 to 6 months in, that I would have done it.
Surprise her with the tickets.
But I'm not gonna do any extra work in the beginning stages. No. Then you call her up and she's, well, I already made plans for that time. Now you got two tickets. No, because then you would have to put the guy on hold, call her, she's not there, try to get permission from her. Then you got to go back to, too much work, man. Let it be dead, you know. And will that show pop up again?
It's every Saturday, so it's not a really a big rush.
Oh, I thought they're just like the circus is in town for a week or two, and that's the end of it.
No.
When you go out on the date, did she bring that up again, that she'd still like to do that on a Saturday?
She would. She did mention it.
Okay. I don't like taking her the Saturday. Ask her out for Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, we're already getting on to our sixth and seventh date by then.
Oh, you have, huh? Oh, you just haven't had one with this girl.
No, this will be the fifth date.
Oh, so she outlasted the whole pack, right?
Yeah, she has. Yeah.
Yeah, and you like
most
her?
Most likely. Yeah, I like her a lot. So most likely.
She's a classy lady.
She is. Yeah. Very
okay.
educated. Very very sweet. And
what's her age?
She's 30.
What's she doing?
And she doesn't. And she does, she's a law. She used to work in. She works in a law student grad that works in the Innocence Project, basically doing research to get criminals that are falsely accused out of jail.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing a lot of that now with the DNA. You know, very sad. Well, so she's is she a lawyer?
She is.
She is. Okay. We got some braids. We got some money. Good. Okay.
She's very empathetic.
Okay. And anything else?
Yeah. One of the things that the guy from Saudi Arabia was talking about was how things carry over into your business world. And really quickly, I had interviewed for a couple positions that I really wanted. And unfortunately, they didn't fall through, even though. So my question to you would be, in those sort of situations, you have to show the place that you're hungry for
You don't work, challenge with a job interview.
Yeah.
No, forget challenge. You gotta show that that's the big difference between the system and trying to get a job. You're not gonna play it cool with a future boss. You're gonna say, hey, you people do this and I do that great, and I'd be a great benefit to you guys. And then after the interview, you send them a little card. Thank you for your time. Nobody does that.
Got it.
The other guy that got the job might bail or move or something. Then he remembered the only guy that sent him a card, and you got it because of a thank you card.
I agree.
Always.
So you would show. It's okay. It's okay to show how hungry you are.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
they want somebody hungry.
I feel like I've done great in them, and they just haven't worked out. So I was wondering, maybe I'm just too hungry, you know?
No. Just the opposite. And I work for a lot of big companies, big companies. I know how they think.
Lastly, if I wanted to schedule the one-on-one appointment with you, because I do want to talk about some more personal things, how quickly do you do the turnaround on that?
The latest, the next day.
Oh, great! Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll be in touch. You guys have a great week.
Yeah, send me a note saying, hey, by the way, I can do it at 9 in the morning, California, 12 at noon, California, or 3 in the afternoon, California. Thanks, Gabe. Looks like you got
Take
a
care.
Live one there. Keep us in tune on that.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's keep it going. I think we have another international caller here based on what I'm seeing at the number, 855-345-7465, U.S. toll-free, lower 48, 646-668-8937 is your international number. And, sir, if you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, you are on the air right now.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Great. Jeff and Doc, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's your name, and your age, and where you're calling from?
Right. My name is Mohammed, or Mo. I'm calling from Sudan, and I'm 30 years young.
Mo from Sudan.
Yes, sir.
You're the country that doesn't ever have any snow, right?
Exactly. It's hot.
I know where you are. I was a geography major. I'm just kidding with you. What's your age?
I'm 30 years young.
Where do you live, Mo? Do you live in the Sudan?
Yeah, I'm currently there.
Okay. So how can I help you?
Well, I just want to thank you for taking my call first, and I want to thank you for writing the system. I believe it is the closest thing to the truth, and it's something that resonates with me on a deep and profound level.
Thank you.
Great. So I just wanted to share a war story with you guys, and I also have a question or two.
Go for it, man.
The clock's ticking.
All right. I'm sorry. Well, so I was recently in Vienna, in Austria, in Europe, and we had a university alumni party at a club. So as I was entering the club, I noticed this looker. She worked at the club, and basically her job was to put armbands around the wrists of those people who got into the club. And basically I was one of those guys. So I was like, this girl is cute. Why not put this system into practice? So I walked up to her, and I said, hey, it looks like you're handcuffing people with these things, and you're enjoying it. and she let out a big laugh. And I said, oh, well, this is great. This is a starter. And so I had a good time at the club, and as I was exiting, I noticed she was still there. And I was like, this is a good time to go for the phone number. So I walked up to her, and I said, by the way, Caprice, what's your phone number? And, Doc, this is when the womanese started. She said, I don't know my number. And after that response, I pretty much knew the whole thing was dead in the water. But I wanted to have a little fun with it, so I responded
push
by
it,
saying,
push it, yeah. Play with it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I said, come on, Caprice, do guys still fall for that? And she said, no, it's I'm new to town. So I played hardball, and I asked her, just how new to town are you? And she said, 7 months. And I said, gosh, you mean to tell me you've been here for 7 months and you cannot memorize a single phone number? And then she started stammering, and she said, oh, well, I only use the phone to stay in touch with my family. And inside, I was, of course, saying, yeah, right, you know, I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, right.
So I
right.
chatted with her for about 15 seconds, and I said, well, it was nice talking to you. Bye-bye. And so then I left the club. But, Doc, I have to admit, though, despite not getting the number, it felt good, and I had a lot of fun doing it. I figured if I hadn't asked for the number, I would have been kicking myself
exactly.
the next day.
And you, you got to hear womanese, and you got to hear you got to hear a girl give you the stupidest reasons for not giving you the number. See, this is what's really dumb about a lot of these women. All she has to say, thank you very much. Yep. I have a boyfriend, and she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Exactly.
It just stops you, and it just stops. But no, they got to come up with all these real. Well, I'm new to town. What has new to town got to do with a telephone? That's like saying, oh, I really like to give you my number, but it rained yesterday. Well, what has that got to do with it? Nothing. And they
Nothing.
Get away with it.
Nothing.
Guys buy into this Nothing. Crap.
That's the thing.
You right. busted her softly, which is beautiful.
Right, right, exactly. Before I had the system, I was in a fog. If she would have pulled this move on me before I had the system, I would have just bought the Whopper like any other guy without the system. But it's a life changer, really. I mean, it shows you the difference between who would care about you and who wouldn't. And so
that's what it's
I had
about.
A lot of fun.
Because I don't want you, I don't want any of my students to be with anybody when the girl doesn't like them. I want this girl gone over you. She's not in the beginning, but after you got
right.
that 8-12 weeks at her, she's not all over you. You're not doing the system, or you got the wrong lady. That's it. Anything else?
Yeah, Doc. With regards to approaching a woman in the public setting, I mean, this club setting, I sort of broke the ice by, you know, making a joke out of something. But sometimes, like, let's say in a restaurant, and as you say in the book, the more public the environment, the
obvious
stacked
against
you.
It's harder. When you have commonality, it's a lot easier.
Exactly.
Like you can't walk up to the girl that's walking down the street that looks good and walk up and ask her for her phone number. But you can do that at any wedding.
Yeah.
You can do it at a party. So that's it.
Yeah.
So try to attend things where half the people are women. And see, look around, smile at people, engage with people, talk to guys. You know, I was at a real estate convention once. And this guy introduced me to this girl. I'm thinking, why did this guy introduce me to this girl? Turns out it was his cousin, I found out later. But I acted like no big deal. But I was a little, what's this guy introduced me to this girl for? She's good looking. He should go after her. But you never know.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to smile at people. You want to engage people and everything. Be a friendly, nice guy.
Great. Yeah, I'm working on that. I don't think
you'll get it
trouble.
With time. Just keep studying the books and the mastery series, you know, and listen to the old shows and go over it and over it and over it. And when you get this system in between your ears and it's locked down, man, I'm telling you, you're going to be dangerous. And then we're going to get you to the right one, just like this Gabe. he's been on the show, quite a lot, and he's now got 6 or 7 dates in with a keeper. Now, let's see if we can get to 10 or 12. We got to see if, you know, she's going to ask him to be the boyfriend. And then we're going to try to get him to last 6 months with this girl in terms of how much he trusts her. I want, when you get to 6 months, then you get to trust him a little bit. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, one final thing, Doc, and it's with regards to using the cell phone. I mean, a lot of the girls here in Sudan do not pick up numbers they don't recognize. I guess that's in other places in the world, too.
Yeah, a lot
of... In this case, would it be anti-challenge if, for example, I got a girl's digits, a cell phone number, and I dial it immediately so she would have my number
that's
and recognize
right.
yeah, when
good.
I would call her?
You're taking right. out insurance. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it wouldn't spoil the whole
no.
concept of challenges in
no.
this case.
No.
Well, that's great. That's great. I guess that's
yeah.
all, Doc. I just want to thank you again. And keep doing what you're doing, and I'll also do my best to spread the word.
Thank you, man.
You're most welcome.
All right, let's keep it going. By the way, guys, if you hear my voice right now, you're going to get on the air. And if you're a Doc Love Club member and we go over, well, bonus for you because we're going to go over that 60 minutes. And if you're not a Doc Love Club member, that means at the top of the hour, when the stream goes down and we're still talking, could be a key thing that you really need to coach you to make a difference with the girls in your life. Well, you won't hear it unless you're a Doc Love Club member. Good news is it's $10 a month. We get a 7-day free trial, so you can check it out for yourself, and there's so much value. I mean, there's two articles every week that we store on the site for you. There's over 150 hours of audio on there right now. The show is available for you 24/7. It's less than the price of a craft beer or an expensive coffee every week. So docloveclub.com. Get the system as well as at docloveclub.com. We need your support, guys. As you've heard these callers say, there's nobody else that sounds like us. So support the guys that are supporting you. Support Doc Love. 855-345-7465. U.S. toll-free, lower 48, 646-668, 8937. International number in Alaska and Hawaii. That international number is getting quite a workout today. We've had calls from, what, Doc? The Sudan and...
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, and what was that other one? I can't now. They've been flying to
call Hong Kong.
That's right. My gosh. So let's see what our fourth country is. And you give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc Love. Welcome.
Peter from Germany, 42 years young.
Peter, what's up, buddy?
So. Yeah, I'm flying to Berlin tomorrow to sign my rental contract for my new flat.
Fantastic. Do you have a question about women?
No, I just that,
well,
want to
I want
give
you I want you to call me. I want you to call
me
next time and ask me about women.
Okay.
Okay, please. That's the show. Yeah, I appreciate the fact you're changing your life, and you know you're moving to Berlin, and you got a new job and all that. But we want to stay on dating if possible.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, but I appreciate your life changes because it will make you more attractive to Miss Wright. Anything else?
Can I say something to the other guys?
Yeah, tell them, sure, just one sentence.
The guys who called from Hong Kong, Sudan, and Saudi Arabia, it really made this show. It's just half an hour long, and it really made my day.
Good, and don't forget Germany.
I feel like they are brothers to me.
They are. They are. We're all brothers. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Call you when I have a dating question.
Yeah. I want to talk about some women, please.
Okay. No problem, sir.
You got it.
Good night.
All right. Peter from Germany. Okay, let's keep going here. And I do believe this is another international caller. And give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. And you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc Love. Welcome.
Hi, Doc Love and Jeff. Calling from Australia. And my name is Jeff also, and I'm 21 years young.
You're 21, Jeff. What time is it, 8 o'clock in the morning?
At 10 o'clock in the morning, Doc.
10 o'clock, okay. And your question is?
Our question is, last week on Sunday, I met a girl at a club, dancing, everything was good. She was with me with a friend, but I forgot her name, Doc. I've got the number and everything, but I've forgotten her name. So I was wondering, how do I handle this when I call her up?
Oh, man. How'd you... Okay. You got to call her up. And...
Yep.
And you got to ask her out,
uh-huh.
and then when you take her out, say by the way, I didn't get your full name. And she might say, you know, but Patricia Smith Jones. So you gotta say, I need your whole name. And then hopefully she just won't say my last name is Smith. But you gotta get that out of her. If she finds out you don't have her name, she's gonna take that as a personal insult.
Yeah, that's what I was writing about.
Yeah. So you gotta hopefully her mother doesn't pick the phone up or her sister. And she might say, "Oh, you don't want me." I said, "Well, aren't you the 20-year-old that I met at a bar the other night?" She said, "Oh no, you are my sister Sarah." I said, "Oh, I'm very sorry." Then you kind of act dumb, and then hopefully you get to Sarah.
So how do I avoid this next time?
You got to remember the first name. Come on.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes that's the thing, though. Is there
write it down? Do you carry a business card and a pencil with you?
No. But
the book says carry a pencil.
So even in this modern day and age, with the whole technology, it's not going to be funny looking, or you know, rather.
Who cares?
I know it'll be different.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Anyway, here's another little trick. I learned this from a bartender. When you meet somebody, say their like. Let's say you meet somebody. Her name is Sally Smith. Okay, she says, "My name is Sally Smith. Nice to meet you, Sally Smith." As she's talking, say Sally Smith 10 times to yourself. Sally Smith. Sally
just keep
Smith.
Using her name.
While she's talking, don't say it out loud. You gotta be able to remember Sally. If you can't remember a girl's first name, I don't know what book to send you to. But that's what you got to do. You got to call that. Hopefully, it's her cell phone, and she doesn't share it with anybody.
Hopefully.
Okay, you got
another question,
right?
Doc. Just another question. I like older women.
You're 21, and what do you mean older? 23 to 26 or 30?
60. I'm kidding. No, I mean,
well, if they're rich, it's okay, and they put you in the will, and they got a couple hours to live. But go ahead.
All right. Maybe 25, 27, around there.
Yeah, that's okay to go out with them because they're more mature. Yeah. But when you finally settle on somebody, I want her 2 to 5 years younger than you.
All right. And,
ideally, okay. It's okay to date older women. That's okay. 2 or 3 years older, that's okay. But a lot of women that are 25, they don't like going out with a 21-year-old. So she might ask you your age. Yeah. You say 21. She says, "Well, you're a little bit too young for me." But that's okay. You're going to ask for the number anyway. Don't apologize.
Practice. Just going further on that, do I have to change my behavior on how I act?
No, just be a gentleman, make her laugh. Manners and class and humor.
All right. Thank you very much, Doc. And thank you very much, Jeff.
And thank you, Australia. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to a not an international caller, but certainly a frequent caller, 855-345-7465, 646-668-8937, and that is the international Alaska and Hawaii. But this call I know is coming from Dallas, and it is coming from Jim, who I think, if memory serves, is 24 years young. Welcome to the show, Jim. How you doing? Thanks for holding on so long.
Hey guys, thank you for having me. And let me tell you,
Hey Jim, you got to get closer to the phone, man. You're far away.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect. Yeah, that's much better.
I've got to tell you, the guy from Sudan said that the system is the closest thing to the truth. It is the truth.
It is. I was going to say 98.7, but I didn't want to take away, you know. But I know what he's saying. He's got his heart in it. That's what counts.
He does. He does. Yeah. And. Yeah. Let me start, Doc, by saying my father told me that yesterday was 30 years since his first date with my mother.
Wow.
And I had to ask. I know. And so they're talking about it, and I wanted to ask him about it and be like, interview, because I wanted to figure out how this started. He said that they went on a dinner date. By the way, they have a picture-perfect marriage for years and years. They never argue. They are always romantic, always just wonderful. And wonderful parents, of course. But
you're very lucky, my friend.
I am very lucky indeed, yes. Anyway, he's talking about the first dinner date. Of course, my mother remembers exactly what she was wearing, exactly what my dad was wearing, the color socks, and, you know, everything. And my dad's having trouble remembering, of course. But anyway, they said it was a great date. And so I said, okay, when was your second date? And, well, Mom, she said, well, that's funny because he didn't call me for 6 weeks and 3 days. Okay?
Yeah.
He calls her. It's too long.
Yeah.
But listen, this is crazy, okay? He calls her 6 weeks, 3 days later. At 3 a.m., she picks up the phone. He says, hi, I'd like to ask you out for another date. And she goes, I asked word for word because I wanted to hear this. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I thought you had forgotten about me. She didn't say, oh, my gosh, it's so late. Why are you calling? Yeah. Why did you take so long?
Yeah.
She goes, I thought you had forgotten about me. And she says, of course I haven't. He said, I would like to ask you out for dinner at this place, and we're going to go get I can pick you up at 6 on Sunday. Can you make it? She said, yes. And then said, I'll see you then.
Now,
I couldn't
the
newbies
out there, the guys that don't have the system, you don't wait 6 weeks. You wait 5 to 9 days. And never do you call anybody after 9 o'clock.
Well,
not to beat up your family.
Well, he was working 16-hour days as a doctor during his residency, and she was a nurse at the hospital, but he called her after his shift. So he really was working hard. Anyway, for the other guys, for the newbies, for anybody who's questioning the 5 to 9 day rule, I always questioned it. It was the one thing I was just like, 5 to 9 days? You know, I just couldn't remember. But, you know, everything that you put in that system, it works, it fits, it's airtight if you do everything exactly as you say. So that's all I have to say about that. But anyway, I thought that was a cool story from the field for you.
Story, yeah.
So it's wedding season, and I went to that wedding to play piano. And, you know, I chatted up.
Was it a friend's wedding?
Yes, this was my friend's wedding.
Hey, you go to a friend's wedding, you hustle everybody. If you don't know anybody that's a job, you don't hustle anybody unless this girl comes by 5 times, you know, and you're walking out, and then maybe you grab her number. But you don't want the person that hired you seeing you write a number down for a girl. You're there for business.
That's right. And I remember you telling me that a while back. And
yeah.
I remember that. Anyway, so I talked to a bunch of different girls, and I asked for a bunch of different numbers, 3 numbers from 3 different girls. And I didn't get the number all 3 times. But I do think that I've changed a lot because I used to beat myself up thinking, gosh, man, rejection used to just kill. But now I roll with the punches. Now I just
Good.
Say next.
Good.
And I was just surprised with myself at how much I'd learned and how much I've grown over the years. From you and Jeff, you guys are incredible. One thing I wanted to ask you about that I don't know if you've seen this, Doc, in your social life, or Jeff, you've seen this in your social life, but people tend to, I don't know if this is just younger people, but it seems like people tend to talk in groups now. They don't talk as much one-on-one. It's like they get in this huddle, and they're all talking. There's this kind of this group chatter.
Are you talking about walking up to 3 girls talking?
What was that?
You're talking about, like, you walk up to a girl because she's talking to 2 other people?
I'm talking about, you know, when I come up to the wedding.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Maybe Jeff can help me clarify this.
I go out to dinner with a buddy. We go out to dinner, but I don't go out with three buddies. I mean, you're making it sound like anybody goes out, they just have to go out in a group, otherwise they don't go out. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Have their mouths to all their friends, what they're doing in their social life.
I'm saying that at the wedding. I'm sorry. Maybe Jeff can help me out with this, but when I'm coming up to a group of people and I want to talk to them and, you know, introduce myself and meet them and all that stuff, it's rarely two people sitting there.
Well, of course, it's a wedding. You got 6-8 people at a table. You got a group of people in the corner. There's 5 people. That's just the nature of a wedding.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is the best way to, you know, when you don't know anyone? How do you?
Well, it depends which wedding it is. Is this you're working there as a piano player?
This is the one for my friend.
Yeah,
I was
with
playing
your friends. That's okay. Just walk. You got to know somebody there, right?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, take the ones. You know, take another guy, and say, hey, come here. I want to show you something. Let's go meet those 2 girls over there, and walk up those other 2 girls.
Okay.
You take a buddy along with you. Then split it up.
Okay.
You got to be able to walk up and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you walk up and say, hi, I'm the piano player. What's your name? And then everybody goes, you know, this is Sally, this is Susie, this is Jim and all that. And say, I'm a friend of Bob and he's getting married. And I really appreciate you guys coming to the wedding and I hope you enjoy my piano playing. And then hopefully some girl starts talking to you. Or when a girl goes to the bathroom. Or when 2 girls go to get drinks and they leave the group behind.
Mm.
You got to watch. You got to cut them out of the herd. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
But if there's 7 people that are talking, I'll go up and introduce myself to the 7 women. And then I'll say to one of them, I say, Carol, could you ask me a question? But it's kind of personal. Come over here, will you? And she walks, and you kind of signal her to come over here. Then you walk away. The other 5 people start talking. And you say, hey, I want to get your number. I want to ask you out.
Okay.
You got to remember, divide and conquer. Caesar Augustus.
Divide and conquer.
One of my favorite generals. Yeah, great, great general.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
let me tell you something. I was at a party on the 3rd floor, and this is going back 20, 25 years, and I'm wearing jeans and a sweatshirt, okay? It's a jean party. Everybody was told to wear jeans. So I wear jeans and a sweatshirt. Well, I go out, you know, where the front door is, and I notice on the 2nd floor, there's a party. Everybody's got suits on down there. And the women are all dressed up in, you know, high heels and dresses. I just go down. I just get in the elevator, go down to the 2nd floor, walked into the party, walked up to this girl. She was talking to 5 guys, and I just said, hey, what's your name? She says, my name's Carol. Carol, I really like to take you out. What's your phone number? These guys' mouths dropped open. She went over her purse. She wrote it out, and she handed it to me, and I went upstairs back to the other party. If I give you $1 million, you'll do it, and you'll do it. But you got to think on your feet, and you got to say, I'm going to get that. I'm going to go over to get that. And I don't care if she doesn't give me the number. I was at a bar once, and there were a bunch of guys sitting on the stools. Then the place was packed. Then there was a line of people behind these guys. And then the bartender kind of waved at me, what do you need? I said, I need your phone number and your first name. 10 guys at the bar turned around, looked at me, and they passed the number back on a piece of paper. You got to have guts. You just do it. I don't care what anybody says or what anybody's thinking around me. I'm gonna ask that girl for the number. It doesn't matter if I get it. It's that I asked, and it'll build your confidence.
That's what, you know, and that's why, you know, at the beginning of the call, you know, not at the beginning, towards the middle, I was telling you, you know, I felt better about myself just swinging. Even if I swing and miss, you know, even if I don't get the number, you know, I knew these girls, you know, they were not giving me buying signals, but I closed anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the guy from Sudan, you know, I couldn't believe that story of him talking up the girl. And she's like, I don't use my phone. You know, just the fact that he had the guts to go up and talk to the girl. Before you, I wouldn't have had the guts to close and take the rejection because, you know, I just wouldn't have. I wouldn't have had that kind of attitude. But you've trained me to have that attitude and to have that game plan.
Fantastic.
And
thanks a lot for the call, guy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I thank you guys for all that you do for all over guys all over the world. You're incredible.
Thank you.
All right, let's get going on some more callers. Guys, if you hear my voice, you are getting on the air. 855-345-7465, 646-668-8937. The first number was for the domestic callers, and the second number was for international and Alaska and Hawaii. And let's head out to what I believe is Chicago, I think, 6012. 6012 is the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome.
Hey, Doc. This is Bill from Dallas. And
I was a little off, huh? To Dallas, not Chicago, but that's okay. Bill from Dallas. Welcome, man.
Thanks, Jeff. 35. So here's a question. I've been going out with Caprice for a couple of years. Her interest level is high 80s or 90s. I go to a wedding with her, get a little tipsy. I usually don't drink. Like maybe I had like...
The rule is you stop at 2, and then you go to orange juice or 7-Up or Pepsi or water. 2. You never have over 2. Plus, you're not going to get a drunk driving charge from a policeman. You don't want to drink today and drive. It's really bad.
I know.
So tell me what you did bad.
So I don't drink, so it kind of got to me too soon. And after a few drinks, I kind of like passed out because I didn't sleep for the past 4 days at all.
Did you pass out at a wedding?
No, in the bedroom. Actually, we were in the same hotel where the wedding was. So the point is that it didn't go well because she was in the wedding and all of that. So I think that the day after the wedding, she wasn't upset, but she definitely was asking me questions and she was probing me the whole time.
About what? What did she say? Why did you fall asleep on me?
No, yeah, she said, like, I knew you were with the guys and you're probably going to get influenced. I should have guessed that. And yeah, obviously I locked her out of the room, so she had to find ways to get inside because I couldn't hear her. And then
Oh man.
Yeah. So you got to
apologize. Sit her down and apologize, saying that you hadn't anything to eat and you hadn't slept in a couple days, and this is no excuse, but that's the reason why. And I really apologize for doing that, but it was a big mistake. I have a lot of guys that take trips with women, and when they come back, the women get rid of them. They can't handle a trip. A guy can go 2 to 4 hours, but when it's 2 or 3 days, they do something stupid, like you did.
Yeah. So, yeah, the first 3 days I was fine. Day four. Well, I didn't quite, but the day after, everything went okay, so I just went along with it.
No, she's still thinking about it. She needs a formal apology. And B, it'll never happen again. You tell her that.
So do you think I should start looking for numbers, Doc?
She's not leaving you. She's not leaving you. But you hurt her feelings, though. That's what's sad. Sure. You got a girl that loves you, and you hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
That should make you feel real bad.
Okay, Doc, quick fire question, too. What is the code on sharing forks and spoons and utensils when you're dating someone?
Some women, they like to, put something on their spoon and put it in your mouth. You know, if she wants to do that once, let her. But I'm not going to do it for the whole meal.
No, what I mean is she wants to use her own fork. She doesn't share utensils with me.
Oh, she's a cootie freak. Well, that's good because you know what that means? That means you can eat off the kitchen floor. But she's gonna bring her own equipment. Fine, if that's anything wrong with a girl, she's too clean, I'd grab her.
I don't know if she's clean or not, but she started this the last couple of months.
This has to do with germs. She wants her own utensils because she doesn't believe that other people wash them.
Right.
So you just go along with it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a minor deal. No big deal.
Okay, Doc, so I should apologize. What if I just wait out for another week and then call her out and ask her?
No. You got to call her up. As soon as you hang up, say, hey, I've been thinking about what happened, and I can't believe I did it. I feel so bad. It hasn't bothered me, but I don't know. It just hit me the way I treated you. That was just horrible. I don't know what came over me. The booze hit me. I was tired, and you know, I hadn't had any sleep. But that's still no excuse for hurting you, because you always treat me great, and you wouldn't think to hurt me, and I was a big jerk and hurting you. That's what you said.
But I didn't say anything or anything, Doc. I just was
You got to say something. Don't think because you're quiet and she doesn't bring it up, she's not thinking about it. She's thinking about it. I've been going with this guy for 2 years, and what's he do? He falls asleep in a hotel room? What is he, 12 years old? Just get out of high school? She's thinking all this. She's not showing it, but she's thinking about it. Go read R, resentment, in the dating dictionary. Resentment. Yeah. And that's what she's going to build, a lower interest level. You know, you're going to lose 10 or 15 points. So as soon as you hang up, get in there and apologize.
And then no emails, just call her.
On the phone, apologize.
Okay.
And make it 3 or 4 minutes. Tell her what a slob you are and a jerk.
All right.
Really lay it on yourself. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
Okay, and we got about a little under 3 minutes left in the show, but we still have callers left, so that means that we are going to continue on. If that stream goes down, it means you can pick it up on the Doc Love Club, docloveclub.com, $10 a month, great value. 855-345-7465, U.S. toll free, 646-668-8937, that's your international number, plus Alaska and Hawaii, 2269-2269, that is the last four digits of your number. Thanks for waiting so long, man. And you're on the air. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can ask questions of Doc.
Hey, it's Michael, 34, from Phoenixville.
Phoenix?
Phoenixville.
Phoenixville?
Yes, it's in Pennsylvania.
Phoenixville, Arizona?
No, it's in Pennsylvania. But
it's
yeah,
like Phoenix with Ville on the end. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure it was right. Okay. Go ahead, my friend.
So I'm going on the fourth date with a girl tomorrow night, and we've been making the same type of date for the past 4 weeks. We've been going out at like the same time, and I'm not sure if I should switch it up.
You got to move it around. Move it around and do different things.
All right, because I went bowling a couple weeks ago.
You're golf? You got a museum?
No.
You got a museum?
Yeah,
an art show?
Philadelphia, but she's not done till late at night. She's not done work till like 8 o'clock at night.
Well, then that just means restaurants and loud music. You know, in the loud music, you can't talk. Any way you can get a lunch?
I mean, I think about like on a Saturday or something, but you say no Saturday.
Yeah, try that.
Okay.
Change it up. Move it around. Figure out a way. Yeah, don't do the same thing the same time.
I mean, she's leaving next week on vacation, and she's going to be gone for 2 weeks. So, I mean, is there a certain way that I should handle this? Should I text her?
No, just have a great trip. When you get back, we'll go out, and that's it.
Okay.
She's not your girlfriend. If she wants to call you, she can call you, but she has to bring it up.
Okay, if she invites me to go to her church, should I go or not go?
If you married this girl, would you raise the kids in that religion?
Yeah.
Then go to church with her.
Okay.
Hey, let me tell you something.
The date, is
there's
that okay?
A lot of worse places.
yeah, it's true. So if it's the same week as of a date I'm going on, is that okay? If it's Sunday.
No, doubling up. Here's the problem with this church thing. If you go with her once, you're going to have to go every week for the rest of your life, plus date her.
Yeah, that's true. We're both Christian, so...
Yeah, just think about that. Just think about that, though. You know, she wants to take you to church, but I would only do church with a girlfriend.
Okay.
It's too soon. It's just too soon. And religion's a pretty heavy deal, you know. So you gotta be on the same religion at the same time. But let me give you an example. I go to this one restaurant all the time, and I saw this guy walking down the street, and I see him in this restaurant, and he knows me by my name. He knows I'm Doc Love. He waves, and I almost picked him up, and I thought, Here's the problem. If I pick him up, every time I see him, I got to pick him up.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to church with her once. I got to go to church now with her every Sunday.
Okay.
Plus the date, so much for 5 to 9 days. That's massacred. So this is something you got to think of. Did you already accept the date?
Yeah, yeah. We're meeting tomorrow night. And the last day...
Church is at night?
No. We're going out on Thursday to the Cheesesteak Factory. So tomorrow night we're going to the Cheesesteak Factory. But she usually invites me to her church for Sunday of that same week. So, I mean, I usually don't go because I was thinking that if
you don't. If that's your church and you go there anyway, I wouldn't want you. I don't want you seeing her. That's the thing. And again, you're going to raise the kids that way. But you know, I think it's too soon for her to bring this up. I think she should have brought this up after maybe 4 or 5 months. But she's bringing it up too soon. You know. Which I understand. She just wants you to bring you to church, which is a good thing, you know. You know,
yeah,
thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Hey, that's all great. But the point is this: once you start going, can you get out of it?
Can you
say to her, "Oh no, we went once, and that was plenty. Thank you." Now what you gonna do? Not accept the date because you don't want to go to church with her?
Yeah.
This might come up. You got to think down the road. We got to look and think about unintended consequences. So you got to think about this in your head, how you're going to play this.
All right, so on the last date, she texted me late, I'm assuming as she got home, and she's like, why didn't we kiss? Because she drove me back to her car, and she's like, why didn't I kiss her? I'm in her car. And
so, you just say I was saving them for the next date.
Okay.
Yeah, I said, you can say, because I'm a very, very shy guy. I love this, though. You go out with a girl, you don't kiss her, and she's asking you why you don't kiss her. Do you know how many guys have never had a woman ask them to kiss them? Billions. And look what you're doing with the system, my friend. Now, you should be kissing her on the second date, though. Did you kiss her on the second date?
We kissed on the second date.
Well, then why didn't you kiss her this time?
No, I did kiss her. We went to the movie, which you say not to go to. And
yeah, you don't go. You don't learn anything, girl. You know, movies, you don't learn anything.
So at the very end of the movie, the people all left, and we stayed behind, and we kissed for a little bit, and then she drove me back
to
my car.
You don't kiss her in the show. You shouldn't be in the show with her anyway. It's a waste of 3 hours. You're killing a date. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate your help.
Okay, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for setting your ego aside.
Thanks, Doc.
You got it, man.
Okay, the live stream is officially down. It has been for a couple minutes now, which means if you're a Doc Love Club member, you are the only one hearing this. And remember, as Doc Love Club members, you get the best. We always think of you first. And, of course, we always give you the best sales. And you have a $49 sale this month only for the electronic system and the system audio, so don't forget about that. But we have a guy that's been waiting for a while, and he's our last caller of the day as we continue with the bonus coverage for the Doc Love Club members. 1121 is the last 4 digits of your number, 1121. You are the last caller of the day. Appreciate you holding on. Appreciate you calling. And give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome.
Hey, Doc and Jeff. This is Sean, 38, Los Angeles.
A little closer, man. I can barely hear you.
Okay, Sean, 38, Los Angeles. I'll try not to take up too much of your time because I know we're past the show time.
Hey, Sean, don't worry about that, man. We're here. We're always here for you guys, and so you know the time is yours.
Yeah, you're going to get a full answer, my friend.
Okay, thank you. This is what I've noticed on Match.com and what I've noticed when I ask some women out for the coffee date or drinks date. I get a response like, this is what she'll tell me. She'll say, well, her idea of a great date would be, or first time meeting date would be like, this is what she said on the Match description. She said she's looking for a nice dinner to set the mood for romance.
Because not on the first date. You're barely getting to know each other. Romance is with boyfriends and girlfriends. She's rushing. Or she's hitting you up for a meal.
Well, this is on the Match.com
site.
And I've heard this actually from women too when I ask them out on coffee dates and drinks date. They say that the coffee and the drink dates are too short to get to know anybody.
Yeah,
well,
I want you in and out of there. See, a smart woman says this: I don't know this guy, he's a complete stranger. It's to my advantage to only be stuck for an hour.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
That's the smart girl. Or you're getting mercenaries and they're telling you, if I'm going to spend time with a guy, you know, I want a steak.
Yeah. Yeah. So what should I say to that?
Say we'll do that on the second date.
Okay, just say that.
Yeah, I love what you put in there about a romantic time, but being that you're not my girlfriend, let's just meet for an hour, and that way, you know, we both know that the second time around, we'll want to spend 2 or 3 hours with each other.
Okay, if you see that on a Match.com description, should you just automatically sort of...
Pass,
okay.
And what she's saying is you better spend money on me on the first get-together.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Under the guise of romance. Nobody has a romantic first meeting.
Right.
You might click, you might, your personalities, you know, you met her at a party, you talk for a half hour, you got along great. Or 10 minutes, excuse me. Then you go and you meet her. But there's no romance on the first date. You don't know each other. You're two complete strangers.
That's right.
There's an ulterior motive. There's a secret agenda going on. What else?
Okay. Also, let's say that she told you that she's been engaged before. And things didn't work out. She did end up not marrying the guy. And
I said, well, how did he turn you off?
Yeah, well, she said that she was part of the 20 to 25%. They just sort of thought, oh, well, I'll like him eventually. And I wasn't really into the guy, but I figured that, you know, throughout time, I'll
She
like
married him. A guy she wasn't in love with?
Engaged.
And how old was she when she did that?
I believe she was like 28, 29.
No. 18 to 22, they're allowed to do goofy things. Not 28, 29.
That's an automatic red flag.
You're from West LA, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. You got hardcore women there.
Right, I know.
I used to live, you know where Gailey is off Westwood Village?
I know Gailey, yeah.
Yeah, I lived there 20 years. Yeah, I know all about West LA.
Brentwood,
the big Palisades and all that. You know, beautiful women, they're all sharp dressers and everything. But a lot of them want to know how much money you're going to spend on them on the first date. When she's my girlfriend, I don't mind. When she's my girlfriend and she takes me out once in a while, I don't mind. But expectations of a great meal, spending, you know, $75 to $150 bucks on the first go-around with a complete stranger, not the system, no way.
Right, that's what I think too. I was just confirming that with your teachings. And the thing about the engagement, if she says she was engaged to a guy but really didn't like him because she thought, you know, that's an automatic no and you should never...
Yeah, see, hey, you know, you could have asked her. You know, of course, I wouldn't want a girl that got engaged to a guy that didn't love him.
That's what I... Because
maybe she'll do that with me.
Yeah.
How do you get engaged to somebody and you don't love them? My interviews say 1 in 5. I knew the day I married him, I was in love with him.
Right, that's what.
And she's using the guy. She's committing fraud. She's got, you know, 40 to 49% interest level. This guy's got 90, and he doesn't have the system, so he's a dodo. He doesn't know what's going on.
Confirming what I thought.
Yeah, good.
I have your book and the Mastery series, so I'm pretty sharp at this.
Yeah. I mean, barely hear you, Matt.
One more quick question. I'm sorry to...
You've got to talk a lot louder.
Okay, one more quick question. Okay, do you think women who have had a lot of boyfriends, a lot of dates, find it harder...
Nothing.
Do you think that, well, they find it harder to bond with men in the long term because they're so used to hopping from one guy to another that they're going to find it more difficult to actually stay with the guy in the long term because they're so used
I think some girls are professional daters. I'll give you that. But you'll weed them out. You'll wait them out. You'll be able to spot them because you got the system. So you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate you doing this extra segment for me.
Sure, Matt. Hey, anything for a student.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, Matt.
Okay, bye.
Doc, heck of a show.
Boy, all over the world, huh, man?
All over the world, all over the U.S., crazy.
Yeah, great show, man.
Thank you, Doc. You too, man.
And Doc Love Club members, we love you.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. And guys, connect with us all week long. You know how to get a hold of us. DocLoveClub.com, DocLove.com, our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and just all sorts of places. Our blog. And, of course, we'll be back next week with more great content for you and another radio show. And, of course, your extras that you get as Doc Love Club members. Thank you very much for listening. And we will see you next week.